Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on. Hold on. Back on live, y'all know the vibes already, man. It's PSA Hip Hop, man. It's the PSA Boys, y'all know the vibes. Watch, what's good, my G?
What's good, my G? How you?
You already know, man. Brother, let's keep it going, man. Hip Hop Appreciation, man. 2002, obviously, we did 2000, 2001, did 2003, 2004. We finished the 90s, basically, except 91. The 90s, got to touch those, basically, but we're going to the year of 2002, and before I go into some of these projects that you and I copped or we might have Eurostep, because I want to say that, and I can't speak for you also, brother, but is it safe to say that by 2002, me and you were heavy into the mixtape game?
I think it's safe to say in 2002 we bought more mixtapes than albums, and I'm safe to say it might have been a 10-to-1 ratio. Like, we were really outside buying mixtapes. But as we talk about 2002, let's be very clear. This was a year where Eminem dominated hip-hop in terms of sales talk. I know people don't hate to hear sales talk, but remember, we PSA Hip-Hop reviewed the Eminem Show. That was a great album. We reviewed that album. And then he also has the 8 Mile soundtrack, which was another big album that has his biggest song of all time, Lose Yourself. So in terms of the height of Eminem's career, this was like the height of it, where it was so much popularity that, you know, think about this. This is Eminem's year in 02, and then the next year 50 dominates it, and it's on his label. I mean, it was just like it was pure domination. And let's be very clear, this is the year Nelly came out, and Nelly became a full-fledged hip-hop superstar.
Well,
a hip-hop superstar. And actually, this is not the year Nelly came out, my fault. This is his second album.
Well,
but he was
Let's set it off here. So I'm going here for the first album that came out January 1st. Did I buy this project? No, but PSA Hip-Hop are people that will acknowledge that we didn't cop, but we were outside and know, especially now, what this individual meant to the southern demographic of hip-hop. Louisiana, Baton Rouge, the home of NBA Youngboy, Kevin Gates, and the rest of these brothers. Boosie Badass for my thugs. To say that I knew that guys love Lil Boosie would definitely be an understatement. I know brothers, the Youngboys, a couple years ago, was rocking the Boosie haircut. That was real big. So for my thugs watching, I just want to acknowledge Boosie Badass, Mr. Wild Man on the Gram. Told me to put it over. He was quality as shit. So I just want to salute Boosie Badass. Watch, I'm going here to the BX Boogie Down Bronx. 50 Cent has said this label, Koch Records, was the graveyard. But Knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everybody. Dropped the album called Spiritual Minded. Now, did I buy, as much as I love KRS-One, I'll be lying to you, Watts, and saying I bought this project. But to say that KRS-One was still dropping music, think about this, son. Can we just acknowledge the fact that Chris is still dropping music in 2002, son? Can we just talk about that first? even though we didn't really go hard body with this project, but just the fact that the man was still dropping music in 2002.
Not only was he dropping music, he was getting into lyrical battles with Nelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. How come, were you big on this project? Did you cop this?
No, I didn't. But I knew about it. I remember he was on K-Slay, and he was talking about the project coming out. And, you know, it wasn't no diss. It was just, I just didn't buy it. It's not how I felt about KRS-One. It's just that wasn't my kind of hip-hop at the time.
All right. I'm going to Philadelphia has life. Going with State Property. Now, listen, man, to say, did I rock with State Property? You damn right I did. Did I rock with Beanie Siegel and Freeway? You damn right I did. Now, a lot of you niggas love Young Chris. You love to remind people that Jay-Z took the dark flow. You niggas run with that fucking rhetoric and everything like that. I bought this project. Obviously, the first single was Rock the Mic. That wasn't even my favorite song. That was like my least favorite song on this project. Shout out to Just Blaze Watts. Shout out to DR Period. Can we give DR Period some love? Anytime I see DR Period, I think it's moved out. Kanye West, don't realize that was my joint with Beans and Rel. Trouble Man was fire. I love him with your Sparks. I fuck with Sparks heavy. Like, y'all niggas talk that Young Chris shit. I fuck with Sparks hard body. No Glory Beans Dolo joint on here was my shit. Can't front. This project, I'm going 3.5 mics on this project. Watch, I did rock with State Property. Can't front.
What did you think about the Rock the Mic remix with the same name attack?
I didn't like that, bro.
But did you think it was good that they connected? Like that was a good connect? Or
see, this is what. All right, and I know you. Are you saying connect because the South and New York got together? Is that what we doing?
No, a good connect that Nelly was really hot, and the reality is, people really rocked out with Nelly. Like, you know, people try to act like Nelly was just some corny dude that nobody rocked with, but you can't get no more official than State Prop. State Prop was the streets around this time, and they got with Nelly and the St. Lunatics for the remix of Rock the Mic, which was clearly one of their biggest songs. I just wanted to know what you thought about it.
I didn't like this remix at all. I'm sorry. I didn't like it at all. Let me be clear with that. Next project I want to talk about. The Best of Both Worlds, Jay-Z, Jigga Man, and R. Kelly. Watch, did you buy this project and did you cop it, sir?
Yes, I did.
I bought it too. I'm going to go 3.5 mics. A lot of poke and tone. Oh, it was? We don't talk about
a lot. This is their album. They produced this whole album. This is their album. They produced this album.
You know, Jermaine Dupri, since you act like, you know, Tone and Polk with some suckers out here, they was hired still doing music in 2000.
This is this is the ether to Jermaine Dupri. Jermaine Dupri, Jay-Z at the top of his career, R. Kelly at the height of his career. Who produced that album?
Track masters.
Like, come on, my man. Like who could get R. Kelly and Jay-Z in the studio? And have these two guys, and they produce whole album. My man, you, there's a producer or production team they have to respect for that to happen. Because remember, they're the power players. So Jermaine Dupri, you try to act like, you know, Trackmasters didn't have a moment where they would.
Nah, we're not doing that.
A long run.
You low-key can get an Archie Bunker Award for that, JD, and you're going to get one in fact. Nah, we're not doing that, dogs. We're not doing that. Next project, Watts. My cousin's gonna hear this. He's gonna go crazy on me. I know that, but we used to argue about this project all the time. Listen, man. I know Pharrell and Chad decided to do an album together, the Nerd album and everything, Watts. I wasn't rocking with this. I'm sorry, man. I know Lap Dance and Provided Rockstar was a big song off this project. This was not it for me, man. I know Khalees and Pusha T had a song together with Truth or Dare. I didn't like this project. I wasn't rocking with this, bro. I don't know if you were, but I wasn't rocking with it. But I want to acknowledge that Nerd did drop an album.
I didn't like this at all. This was against my hip-hop soul. I wasn't rocking with this at all. You know what I'm saying? Listen, if you want to do hip-hop, do hip-hop. If you want to do alternative, something different, then do that. You know what I'm saying? But you know, this is considered hip-hop. And, you know, just because you get a couple of verses from rappers, man, you know, not for me, brother, at all.
I'm going to the South right quick. I'm going to acknowledge these brothers. Did I ever buy their albums? No. But when you Young Bucks tell me and Watson, y'all was outside. Yeah, I was outside in 2002 when these brothers was tearing down the clubs. I was definitely outside at Little John and Eastside Boys. The return of the Yin Yang Twins. Yes, I understand what they meant to the contributions to hip-hop, especially with the Atlanta bounce scene, crank it up bounce scene. So I just want to give the Yin Yang Twins their respect, King. You know what I mean?
Wait, come on. Absolutely. Yin Yang Twins early in 2000s. I mean, these dudes got to get their props, man. This is before Jeezy. Like, we going down to before Jeezy and Gucci Mane. Before Jeezy and Gucci Mane. But yet, you know, people, when they tell these, I don't want some Southern brothers to really start giving the flowers to the people that need the flowers. Because y'all act like if DJ Drama didn't do your mixtape, then you wasn't popping. That's the way, that's what y'all trying to tell me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Also, I want to give Stan the South. I'm staying in Atlanta. Atlanta was deep out here in 2002, man. Atlanta making a, for real, the A was not playing. I'm going to salute CeeLo Green, and the reason I'm saluting CeeLo Green, Watts, you and I do know the Dungeon family, Outkast, Kujo and all these brothers and everything. CeeLo Green was outside in the peak of the East Coast, and the West Coast was on the rise. They were right there with Outkast, standing in the cut, saying the South had something to say also. So I want to salute CeeLo Green and his perfect Imperfections project and everything. And, yo, not for nothing, man. I'm always a sucker for when a rapper produced majority of his project, and CeeLo Green did a majority of the joints on him, man. You know what I mean? Now I'm going to go to a project that me and Watson copped, loved. We cherish this project. We did appreciate you on this, man.
Yo, that might be an understatement how we felt about this, brother.
Yeah,
like, yo, my man. Yo.
This low-key might have been MVP-ish. Project in 2002, and I can say that definitely with my chest out, Watts, by saying that, man. This is not an album, but I treated it like an album. Let's be clear, this never left my playlist in 2002. Let me repeat that again. I'm going to Southside, Jamaica, Queens, Curtis Jackson. You know, I always, when I think about 50, I'm gonna go to Bangin' Smurf. In the height of Bangin' Smurf and 50 Cent beef, this is when I always knew 50 was a real nigga. When Bangin' Smurf said on top of the Coliseum on her DVDs and was like, yo, I don't fuck with 50, but he was a real nigga, man. This nigga literally was rookie of, I can't even, was he, can I say most improved player in 2002?
Why don't you, let's talk about this, brother.
We're talking about Guess Who's Back. Let's tell the listener. We're talking about Guess Who's Back. But we treated it like an album, my nigga.
But here's the thing. I'm going to tell you. But here's the thing. It was an album. This was sold in stores. This was sold in stores. Like, you could get it off the streets, but you could also get it in the stores. They pressed it up and put this in the stores.
Yeah, but I don't think we treated it. Like I said, I think we treated it like an album, but I don't think 50, I think 50 really counts it as a mixtape, okay? But this shit was fire, man. Right.
I thought what he did was he took, let me tell you what I thought he did on this. I thought he took all his mixtape joints, put mm-hmm. them together, and put them on one album, and he got an independent distribution deal for somebody, you know, from this little place, and he put all the stuff on there. But I was happy for this because, first of all, I had most of these songs already. Matter of fact, I had, like, all of these songs, but I never had them all in one place. So
right.
This had everything in one place, and I was like, oh, I love it. And boy, oh, boy. Dog, talk about some of these songs on here, B.
You're not like me. Yo, can we give Red Spider some love? I thought Red Spider had a nice year run where he was making a little noise. I got 6 months to a year. I thought Red Spider, because he was more like an inside, like an in-house producer, no? Because that's how I got introduced by Red Spider, while I ain't working with 50 enough. You dig what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
50 Bars, that was 50 Bars. I'm on your tail, damn. You're not like me. We heard you're not like me already. Get out the club. Be a gentleman. I love Be a Gentleman, man. Fuck you.
That was a
–
yo, tell everybody that Be a Gentleman. Wait a minute. Don't do that. Tell him who he was talking about in Be a Gentleman.
Oh, that's Ja. That's Ja. Like, literally spazzing on Ja Rule. Literally.
And Jay-Z.
And
Jay-Z.
And Hov. Watch, what do we think about Too Hot featuring Nas and Nature, though? I like that joint.
This is where people are going to have to understand. 50 was outside for real, man. Nas and Nature ain't just going to mess with some dude if he can't rap. They clearly knew he could rap. Now, I don't know if it was the favorite track masters because they had him, but this was a dope song. Now, when it was old because, like I said, these were all mixtape songs that he threw out there, songs that didn't get released, and he put them all together. But I used to love this song. This song got heavy rotation for me in my mixtape playing days. Heavy rotation. And this was before 50 got shot because you could tell in the way he was rapping.
Yeah, facts.
So this album is a mixture of after he got shot and before he got shot. Because clearly You Not Like Me is after he got shot. But then Be a Gentleman and Too Hot is before he got shot. Who you rep with?
And I like who you rep with, though, minus the Braveheart verse, but whatever. That's either here or there. Corner Bodega, we heard that before, this project. Ghetto Quran, obviously, we heard that before. Trackmasters, Ghetto Quran, wow. I did not know Trackmasters. Yo, Jermaine Dupri, what you talking about, son? Dawes, I'm not saying they will wash you, Jermaine Dupri, or they'll beat you even, but I didn't like the fact you were talking like Trackmasters. You know, I'm sorry, we're not doing that, bro. No. Watch, I love this project. It's an understatement. It's an understatement to say it.
I love it too, man. I love it too. And here's the thing. This was 2002 was the year Jay-Z told Rockefeller 50's coming.
Coming.
I mean, the streets was on fire. I don't know. Like, people think when Give It to That Spine came out, that's when it was 50 Mania. It was already 50 Mania for me by this time. Summer 2002, it was nothing but 50, man. Straight up.
Factuals. I'm going to Harlem right now to a gentleman that was just on Drink Champs, fresh coming off his SDE album. Wow. He came to Rockefeller, and I've always said this, man, no disrespect to Beans, Freeway, Bleak, State, all these niggas in State Property. I felt when Cam and these niggas came, and Cam tells a story how when they came to Rockefeller, how they was going, making phones out of the closet and shit. They were just wilding up there at Rockefeller, at Def Jam and everything. Come Home With Me, man. Copped it. Can we say Oh Boy was one of the biggest songs in 02? Is that an understatement?
It was a big song for Cam and the Dipset movement. Cam and the Dipset Moon was heavy, heavy on a mixtape grind. This was Cam's first Rockefeller album. And I'm going to tell you this right now, man. I really, really love this album, B. Like, I really love this album. And the song, Come Home With Me, that's one of my favorite Cam songs of all time. She said, Cam, if you need, don't hit me. Like, I love this song. Three verses, Jewels, Capo, and Killer Cam, Firestorm.
Let me just say this right quick, man. Cam, my nigga, Watson, you know how much I love Losing Weight Part 1, right, with Prodigy?
Yes, yes.
It was a disservice when they did Losing Part 2 with Jewels. I'm sorry, Cam. You can't go from Losing Weight Part 1. I mean, Losing Weight Part 2 didn't give me no feel. I know Just Blaze did the beat, Watts. I wasn't fucking with that song, my nigga. I'm so sorry. Let me ask you a question. Gun to your head. Oh Boy in 02 or Jim Jones balling 06?
Balling 06.
I agree with you also. I had an argument with somebody recently about that at my job, and I totally agree with you on that.
Well, wait a minute. Are we going to talk about now the song that me and you really fast-forwarded to because we wanted to hear it? Come on, man. Don't act like we did it because you know we did.
What song? Welcome to New York?
Yeah. What you mean, what song?
Watch, hold on. If memory serves me right, King, I think we heard this song before the album, though, fam.
Yeah, I don't know.
I believe that.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know if we did or not.
Nah, we did, Watch. No, Watch. We heard this shit before the album, son. I promise you that. My nigga, I know you probably don't remember. Trust me, me and you heard this song before the album. G-Share.
Most of this album was already on mixtapes already because, like I said, Cam flooded the streets. But I thought this was a dope.
Cam, I'm not going to lie. Too much Freaky Zeke on this album, though, dude. Like, way too much Freaky Zeke.
Hey, Mom, what's the street anthem? Hey, Mom, what's the street anthem? Yeah, street. A street anthem.
You act like it's Black Rob's Woe and shit, my nigga.
No. This is not Black Rob's Woe. So let me, okay.
Hey, oh, sidebar. I do not have this album over SDE.
Okay. No, that's cool. No issue with that. So, hey, yo, dog, I thought Dipset had the radios at this time, man. Like, Hey, Mom was constantly played. Old Boy was constantly played.
Nah, my song was with Bees and Bleak. The Rock Just Fire.
You like that beat?
Cam spaz on there. Spaz. Yo, Bleak too. Listen, yo, my nigga, let me be real with you. I cannot when we do collaboration talks. That's a low-key, solid collaboration with Bleak, Beans, and Cam on here, my nigga.
What do you think Cam's mentality was to get on this song with Beans and Bleak?
I think he knew that he was worried more about Beans than Bleak. That I think he felt Beans could get him out the paint more than Bleak.
Okay.
But that didn't happen, though. It didn't happen. Nobody got to write the paint in that one. I didn't like this song with Jim Jones too much, Dead or Alive. That's early Jim. Jim really wasn't in his baggage yet by this project. He was still in training wheels, in my opinion. Like I said, I don't know, man. I don't really.
It was a four mic album to me, dude. So I'm not. I'm just telling you how I felt about it. Come Home With Me is a four mic album to Watson.
Yeah,
let me put that on the record. Now, how many mics you giving it, brother?
3.5.
Okay.
3.5. I'm going to Detroit. Obviously, me and Watson don't have to spend a long time on this breaking our wives because we did this already on this project. Watson spoke about earlier in the show. The Eminem Show, I know that's Watson's favorite project. Mine is the Marshall Mathers LP, and I cannot wait when we do the Marshall Mathers LP. We did the Eminem Show. Check that on the channel, please. But I would say this guy was definitely the MVP candidate, man. That's an understatement, man, for the year 2002, sir. Is that true or false?
Based on what people consider an MVP, he was the MVP. If you base it on what the MVP is, he sold 1.3 million copies in 1 week. That is the record. No hip-hop album in history has ever sold that much. Just for you to understand it, this is different, very different. And we talked about it. Big time album, man.
Where's the Monica? That was a very big album, man. I ain't gonna hold you, man. A guy that we spoke about last night. I'm going to Brooklyn. All you guys in the comment, boys, I see you three. Get out of here with AZ Tape. I'm going to Brooklyn. Asiatic Watson, Motown, Asiatic. Still dropping music in 2002, King. What we got here? Nas is on here with the Essence. We know about that joint.
What about the Essence? What you thought about that?
That was a dope song.
And wait a minute. Was he competing with Nas in 2002? Could he rap with Nas?
Yeah.
Well, no, not yeah. What's he going bar for bar with Nas in 02?
What do you want me to do? Do a fucking backflip?
Did AZ on the Essence go bar for bar with Nas?
Nature did the same thing also, yeah.
No, wait. So did AZ do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're acknowledging. You're acknowledging in 1994 up until 2002, AZ was still able to go ball for ball with Nas. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just like Nature did, yeah.
This is 2002 talk. Nature is already a forgotten MC. It's a forgotten MC. Asiatic, brother, what's your overall take on Asiatic?
It's a solid project. Solid, my nigga. Solid, man. All right, man, keep moving, man. We're going to talk about another individual we spoke about last night. Wow, it's coming to fruition, huh? Solo project, we spoke about the Fugees appreciation last night. Check out the channel also, please. Masquerade, Wyclef Jean. Talk to me, man.
I copped this album. I love this album. And first of all, he had a song called Masquerade. He had a song called Masquerade with M.O.P. Bumpy Knuckles. I loved that song.
I'm glad you went to the best song on that album. Okay.
No. So let me just say this. Because three, you don't appreciate Wyclef like I do. This is a 4.5 mic album.
Nah. We're not doing that. Reaching.
I'm not going to derail a conversation, but arguing back and forth. But I want to make it very clear. Wyclef is a genius, and he's one of the most creative people. He's one of the most creative people. And let me tell you.
With Tom Jones.
What's new Pussycat? Yes.
You know it?
Yes.
I got nothing to say after that.
Tom Jones. Wait a minute. Sampling Tom Jones. I played this heavy rotation. Heavy rotation. Let me just tell you this right now. Wyclef has a song on this album where he's outbombing your favorite rapper. Whoever your favorite rapper is, Wyclef proved that he could rap better than him when he went 84 straight. When he went on the song 84. When he went, so let me just say this. Masquerade was one of the best albums to drop in 2002. That was one of the best albums. Now, let me tell you something. That song, Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right, with Claudette, that song was a hit. It was a hit. And it showed that Wyclef could sing. You see, all the stuff that hip-hop turned into, Wyclef was already doing that. So we never reviewed the Carnival. But on this album, he's singing, he's rapping, he has dope collaborations.
I am down to review the fucking Carnival interview.
I'm just telling you how I feel about this album. It was one of my favorite albums of 2002. It was one of my favorite albums of 2002. By far.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones. I loved it.
I got nothing to say after that.
Love this album, man.
But, okay, fair enough then.
Let me give you another song that I love. Oh, What a Night.
This nigga's really good. Let us know how much other Christ songs you like, the White Club, Sean, Masquerade. No, I'm not doing that, White Club.
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. I'm going to make this very clear again. This is one of my favorite albums to come out of this, of 2002, with the master, because I want people to know.
There is in the back. Rosie in the back. Larry in the back row, Jaquin, he heard you. I'm going to Queensbridge, man. I've been told from brothers at the barbershop that we show that between the both of us, they expected one of us to show this nigga love. But for whatever reason, when I walk in there, they said, when we talk about Queens niggas, we seem to act like this nigga never existed. And I'm going to get your take on this. Cormega dropped an album called The True Meaning. First, before I go into that, I didn't buy this album. But I'll pass the mic to you, sir, the youngster style. Who's pop?
So let me tell you guys about Cormega in 2002 and in 2001. Cormega had a cult following of people who love him the way people love Rock Marciano right now. You know the way the people love Rock Marciano. So let me just tell y'all how hip hop looked internet wise. There was all hip-hop, and there was S-O-H-H, right? And that's where everyone used to go to talk about their hip-hop. Cormega was one of the most talked-about rappers all the time. For whatever the reason is, he captured. He just had a strong fan base. Yes, I bought this album. Solid album.
God bless you. Lost Professor was on here, High Tech. Alchemist, Buck Wild, production. I don't like Cormega's flow. I never liked that nigga's flow at all, man. Like, never. He's never done it for me, son. Like, just never, B. Just keeping it funky. Going to go to Left Rack City Watch to a gentleman you and I have done. I think we did an appreciation back in the day. We lost it, though, when the old channel went down. We actually did CNN, the War Report. We did revisit that album. But I'm going to go to God's favorite, N-O-R-E, Victor Santiago Jr., the guy who's on Drink Champs right now. You know the guy when guys are telling dope stories and he goes to some soliloquy about some other bullshit. Sir, what did you think about God's favorite?
I Eurostepped it.
Oh, God. Did you really?
I Eurostepped this album.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What about you? What did you think about this album?
I wasn't fucking with this, man.
So did you Eurostep this album also?
I didn't Eurostep because I bought it. You dig what I'm saying? But when you go from N.O.R.E. in 98 to Melvin Flint in 99, listen, I don't think it's like Melvin Flint. But Melvin Flint might have been better than God's favorite. Like, low-key, nigga. I did not like this project at all, B. I'm not going to hold you, man. Is it messed up to say that Norby only gave us, like, I'm not going to go there. All right. Solo-wise, you just had one of the solo albums, though.
That's it. That's it. I'm not even going to give this a mobile Larry status. I'm not even going to give this a mobile Larry status. I'm just like, I Eurostepped this album. Literally, two-step Eurostepped it, Kyrie style.
I'm going to go to a place where battle rapper just battled Cassidy recently. He's from the city. This gentleman Watson spoke about him a second ago. He did have a verbal one-on-one with KRS-One. Some of you niggas said he beat KRS-One. You sound fucking retarded to me. I'm never jacking. I'm sorry, Watson. We're not doing that, my nigga. I'm not doing a podcast. Who's going to say things nice to other regions to make them feel good? Nah, my nigga. I never said never beat no fucking KRS-One. We are not even fucking playing that game. Sorry. But I will respect the fact that, yo, my nigga, man, and you and I remember when we spoke about Nelly and Luda during the verses, right? And, my nigga, one thing about you, listen, we always go back to the infamous Jay-Z line, who's selling units and Pimp Juice and us. Pimp Juice is Nellyville, right?
So let me say why he said that. Jay-Z's album comes out after this album.
Mm-hmm.
This was the second highest selling album in the first week. This is Nelly's second biggest selling album.
Come on. Can't Nelly, and I'm going to go here. I didn't buy this album, but I knew about this album, but I would say this also. We talk about Eminem being an MVP candidate. Nelly was damn sure a fucking MVP candidate, though. I would say that.
If you want to give MVP, if you want to give the MVP to Nelly in 2002, you can. If we're gonna base it on like sales, hits, radio play, let me tell you something. I saw what Nelly did on Nellyville was unbelievable. He followed up one of the biggest selling albums in hip hop history, and he followed it up and getting this hot in here.
My nigga, he had mad singles off this project, B. Like mad, and he hit.
So what started the beef? What started the beef with him and KRS was the first single, Number One. And KRS was like, I'm still number one. And KRS decided to use that to try to diss him. He wasn't trying to diss you, KRS. Trust me. Nelly was not trying to diss you when he put that out there. So he just wasn't, right? He wasn't trying to diss KRS when he did that. Right?
Well, keep it funky. I know Chris was reaching a little bit on that. I'm going to keep it tall.
Oh, he jumped out the window. But let me tell you this. My man, Hot in Here was one of the biggest songs of that year. But by far... it was one of the biggest songs of the year. And then he followed that single up with Dilemma. Let me tell you something. In New York City, the radio station belonged to Nelly. It just did.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Dilemma was fucking huge. Like, I know Number One and High and A was big too, but Dilemma, my nigga, with Kelly Rowland? Nigga, that was 106 in Park, Number One every fucking day.
But guess what? So was Hot in Here. Wait a minute. Then Air Force One became another anthem. So let me be clear, man. There is no fronting on Nelly or Nellyville. He could easily be the MVP. He could easily be the MVP of 2002. And I'm going to tell you right now, I thought the next year, Fenty was even swagger jacking the way Nelly dressed. I'm going to say Nelly was impacting how rappers wanted to look. I mean, he really impacted hip-hop, Buffalo. Nelly really impacted hip-hop.
I ain't going to front on Nelly on that, my nigga. I'm just not.
We cannot, in the decade of the 2000s,
remember people were talking about who the best rappers of the 2000s, and they said Wayne, Ten, that was the name, and all these people, and I was like, hold up, how can you act like Nelly had outside of Eminem, Nelly had the second two biggest albums of the decade. Of the 2000s. So I will never front on Nelly. 2002, clearly you could say Nelly was the MVP.
Nelly, you damn sure was that, man. I'm going to Southside, Jamaica, Queens, man. And I've said this numerous times on this show, man. I don't like when niggas be having classic albums. And then they decide, hey, guess what? We're going to name our second album, whatever album, the classic album, a part two, a sequel. You niggas need to stop doing sequel. 50, I would never want you to do a Get Rich or Die Trying Part 2. I never want Rakim to do Paid in Full Part 2. I don't want to hear that shit. But Onyx had Back the Fuck Up Part 2. I burnt this. I didn't buy this. I burnt this, okay? I know Havoc was on here, DR Period, Scott Storch, and all that. This was not a good project, my nigga. I'm going to keep it tall. I didn't. Sticky was still that guy. They had Scott Storch on here too, my nigga. You know, you could have put D.R. Period did a couple beats on here, though. D.R. Period was getting busy in 2002, it looks like, though. Now that I'm looking at it. Yeah, my nigga, but this is like a 3-mic album. I'm going to keep it talking.
So I bought this bootleg off the streets. So I just want people to understand how my hip-hop was. My hip-hop was purely on the corners and the sidewalks of New York City when an African bootlegger would just put all the CDs on the floor. And this is one of them. When I would get my 2 for 5s, and I saw, oh, Onyx, let me pick that up with the latest, you know, DJ Who Kid mixtape. And for whatever reason, man, this album didn't hit for me. I tried to make it hit, and it just didn't. I don't know why. I really tried to make it hit, but it just, for whatever reason, it did not connect with me. I have it, listened to a couple of times, and just was like, this ain't doing it for me.
Facts. Dogs, I'm going to go here, man. I'm going to... I'm going 3-6 Mafia. Did I buy Juicy J's Chronicles of the Juice Man? No, my nigga. But I'm going to have to put some respect on these brothers' names from Memphis, man. I have to recognize that I know about Hypnotized Mind, the label they had. I have to recognize, let's be real, my nigga. Was it my favorite song on Mobb Deep's album when they had MJ, 8-Ball, MJG, and MGRK? No. But I have to recognize what those brothers meant. You dig what I'm saying? Obviously, Mobb Deep knew what those brothers meant. Yeah, man, I just want to give a shout-out to Juicy J, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm female hip-hop talk here, man. A female who me and Watson have showed love to, I believe, on the show. I don't think we've ever reviewed her one of her projects, but she was very – you want to talk about a dope MC, man? I want to give Jean Grey her props, Watts. Attack of the Attacking Things. I want to give Jean Greasy her props. I know she had the beat miners on this project and everything. Master Ace did a beat on it and everything. So I just want to give a shout out to Jean. Why doesn't Jean Grey get mad love, my nigga? What are we missing?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you this. So I've actually walked up to Jean Grey. So Jean Grey performed at she performed at the Rocksteady anniversary that they have every summer in New York City. So she was doing the one in 2003. This is the one where Immortal Technique headlined it and Bumpy Knuckles, and Jean Grey was there. Jean Grey performed an amazing set. Everybody was feeling it. And afterwards, my brother, I'm going to tell you this right now. Jean Grey is the most approachable MC in hip-hop history. In the history of hip-hop, when I want to say it's just so regular and you don't feel no kind of way, you don't feel like, yo, should I go say something to her? I want to give her a props. No, she was very approachable. Yo, Jean Grey, I like your music. I think you dope. And she really appreciated anybody who was giving her love. You know, hip-hop history did not do a good job and putting Jean Grey out. The Jean Grey was, let's keep it real, she was Shaynor before Shaynor. I know that's kind of throwing y'all off, but she used to rap with the best MCs, man.
Dog,
Black Thought. She used to rap with them. Jean Grey is a dope MC who really gets lost in hip-hop history, but she should not be lost. Jean Grey, a female MC who deserves her flowers.
Word. I'm going to go to two brothers, you and I, Rock With Heavy. Recently when we did the Mos Def Black on Both Sides, when we actually revisited that album, This brother was on a couple of production beats, did a couple of beats for Mos Def, Black on Both Sides. I'm talking about the Beat Nuts, the originators. Did I buy this album? No, y'all. I don't know why Bobby did. I'm not going to front and act like I bought this project. I was on mixtape heavy at this time, so I Eurostep the Beat Nuts album, but I'm giving Beat Nuts props because I've been rocking with those brothers for so many years, and they were still doing music in 2002. You know what I mean?
I Eurostepped them too. Like you said, this is the thing I think people don't understand. If there's a lot of albums they feel would they're being left out. Dog, they don't understand. We were getting mixtapes every week. Like every week. Like it wasn't like we wasn't consuming hip hop. Like we consumed hip hop like fanatics. You know what I'm saying? Like every week, if a new tape drop, boom, pick it up, look at the back. Oh, we got three songs I never heard. I'm copping it. You know what I'm saying? Come on, see. Oh, gotta get that. So don't think we wasn't copping joints, but I Eurostep this. So and you know I'm gonna be with them just like you did. I Eurostepped it.
I Eurostepped that shit, man. I'm going to go to another brother that we do not watch this guy. And we spoke about this individual. I've said numerous times that this one guy that a lot of niggas don't want to see in the verses. First off, let me say that. Did I buy this project? I had a dub of this project. Obviously, Juvenile had 400 degrees. Lil Wayne was in his petty bag and called this project 500 degrees. This is way before Carter One Drop, because that's when I thought Wayne took off. I didn't like this project, my niggas. I'm going to keep it real. Southern Brothers, I don't know how y'all felt about this. He had 21 joints on hand, Watts. 21 joints. Jesus. But, yeah, I just want to give Weezy F. Baby his props, though, on this. I got to talk about these niggas, man. Even though I didn't buy this project, Watts, just the fact that they was still dropping music in 2002. I don't want to sound like a dead horse, but if I'm seeing the Public Enemy still dropping music in 2002, Revolution, I didn't buy this project, Watts, but I got to just put some acknowledgement on that. You know what I mean? And I'm going to talk about, oh, God, going to Houston, Texas right quick, man. I spoke to you about this project, man. Scarface the Fix. Yes, I was buying mixtapes, man. This is one of the best albums. Like, forget Sales Talk. I know you love Eminem Show Wise as much as you do, but this album was, I'm letting you know this. This album was sitting at the table with the Eminem Show, with Guess Who's Back with 50 Cent. Scarface the Fix album is a fucking 400 mic, half mic album. My Block is my effing ish. The joint with Nas In Between Us, I love that joint, my dude. Guess Who's Back? You heard Guess Who's Back, Watch with Hov and Dean. That was before.
Guess Who's Back to me is a 5-mic collaboration song. Five mics. And it is a pure genius Kanye West song when people still did not know who Kanye West was.
Listen, and not for nothing, Jay Beans and Scarface, they was 2 for 2 on joints they did together. So they did a joint also on the Dynasty project. That was fire. That joint was fire with them and everything on there. Yo, dog, this is a very fire project, man. I ain't going to hold you, man. Very introspective project man.
What are we doing about Kanye West's production on here?
He did mad beats for this nigga, so I did like 2 or 3, I believe, on Scorpio.
Right. So, I mean, Kanye, man, Kanye has a production history.
It looks like O2 Kanye was in the lab. Dipset did mad shit for Cam. Did, you know what I mean? So. Shout out to Scarface, too. Dog, I'm going to tell you right now, I want to review that project. I'm keeping it tall, and I mean that with everything in me.
Okay, but let me say this. I have to go to this one album because it was forced on me. It was forced on me. We had a New York radio personality named Angie Martinez. She still is a New York radio personality, and she dropped an album. And I'm going to tell you this right now. We had no choice.
So she played her songs. She was on Soul Train. Like, she was really doing an artist thing. Remember when Nas did his famous rant? He actually attacked Angie Martinez. He was like, yo, when did Angie Martinez become a rapper? Like, he was furious.
And, Angie, you really try to throw your boy Sicario down our throat. Wait for it.
Nah.
Wasn't okay. Jack and Sicario.
So let me just say this. I am a Sicario fan. Remember when I told you I was a mixtape fanatic? I have Sicario's mixtape. Sicario was her ghostwriter. He really ran with her. That was the dude who was penning all her stuff. But I cannot not acknowledge. Remember the song 50 Did Over? Did she try to make it a remix?
Yes.
Wait a minute, what do you mean, yes? That was my joint. When Z would get her song,
it was cool.
Was it If I Could Go? Was that the one? If I Could Go, I think that's the one. Yeah, man.
You sure?
I'm not sure, man. All right. So all I know is that I had to acknowledge that she put this album out because I couldn't escape it.
All right. I'm going to go to a group. I had the luxury of interviewing his brother late last year, I believe I want to say it was. And I know how much you guys love this producer, R.I.P. J. Dilla. Talking about Slum Village, the Trinity past, president, future Watts. Obviously, Tainted was my joint. Love Tainted. That was my joint right there. My nigga J. Dilla did a lot of beats for these brothers, man. Like at least 3 or 4, man. I know guys love Slum Village. Were you a Slum Village guy?
Yes.
That's one thing I don't know about you. Okay.
Yes, but I wasn't a. So I got this album late. So this album came out, but I got introduced to it later on in the years when I was going through doing my LZI deep dive. They was like, "Yo, you got to get Slum Village job." This one LZI I was on. So that's how I got to it. So when it actually came out, I actually wasn't on it, pause, like that. But I revisited it and got into it.
And I feel Elzai had one of the most slept-on projects in 2020 last year. I loved Elzai's project with J.R. Swift. So I like that also. Man, I'm going to Virginia, man. Home of Av, home of Big K, home of your guy, Young X and Battle Rap, who you like very much. I don't know, you're the only guy who loves Young X.
Thank you. Arguably one of the greatest street rappers who captures the street more than anybody I've ever heard in battle rap history. Young X and Trey Pounds have a 5-mic battle on the St. Louis thing. For people who care about that kind of stuff. No, not that. Not on there. That's a Virginia Battle League. The Battle League Hitman Holla came from, the one in St. Louis.
Oh, Street Status.
Street Status. Young X versus Trey Pounds, one of the greatest, most slept-on battle rappers in history. I know I'm losing y'all people, but I've never seen a battle that represented the streets more than that.
Check this out.
Yo, 3, I'll review you guys. I will come back to battle raps to review Trey Pounds versus Young X. How much that battle means to me, all right? I know people are like, what are you niggas talking
about
right
like now? You love it all. Do you love it the way you love Danny Myers and K'Jean?
I loved it more.
I'm shocked because you love
Young
Danny Myers
X versus Trey Pounds. It's one of my favorite battles of all time. And that's throwing people off because y'all are like, what are y'all talking about? Y'all doing a 2002 appreciation. Y'all hear me? So,
I'm saying the Virginia, though, man, but I'm going, Clips, man. Lord willing. Now, can we say also, was this project a MVP candidate for O2? Can we go there with it? With Grinding? Let's go there. Can we both agree that Grinding was one of the biggest songs of O2? Can we go there first?
If you want to do an MVP song of 2002, you can say Grinding was an MVP hip-hop song. First of all, every single person who got a hold of that instrumental had to rap over it. And the reason why I know this is because, like I said, I was deep. Because it was overkill. By the way, my man, 6'8", Pause,
Ab Lava is on this album. On goddamn, my man Ab Lava. My man Ab Lava. You know, I am an Ab Lava fan.
A fan
of Ab Lava. First of all, you know why I'm a fan of Ab Lava 3? You know why? Because he's the best writer since Hov on him.
What else he had on this song? Goddamn.
He's the best writer since Hov on him.
Let's talk about it. Fabulous is on this album. Jaden Styles is on here. What do we think about good first album overall? Four mics? I'm going four.
3.5 for me.
3.5? Okay. All right. Fair enough. Oh, I'm going here, man. Rough Riders, man. Eve, man. Evolution. Now, did I think this was better than her first album she had with Swizzy and all that? What y'all did? All that? No, but Gangsta Lovin' was big, though. And Satisfaction was big also.
Big. Satisfaction was one of my favorite songs on the album. Satisfaction is one of my favorite songs on the album. Gangsta Lovin' was a huge hit. So let me just say this, man, because I don't think people understand this. I don't know what happened in hip-hop history, but for whatever the reason was, people keep talking Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, and act like Eve did not take over that spot and put out three super albums. So I'm going to say this. You're doing hip-hop history a disservice if you put Foxy or Kim over Eve. Eve is sitting at the table, eye for eye with her.
What do you mean by that? You got to break that down. What do you mean by that?
This is what I mean by that. If a nigga say, I think Eve better than Foxy and Kim, I'd be like, all right, brother, I'm not going to fight you on that. I can't fight you on that because I got all three of her albums. I banged them. She got songs going ball for ball with Styles P, ball for ball with Kiss. Like, her camp is one of the illest spitters ever, and she was going ball for ball with them. Eve, my dogs believe in me. No, I respect Eve, brother. I respect Eve. Okay? Let's be clear. And, yes, did I cop this album? Yes. I copped Eve. I went off the bootleg, man, and said, no, I'm officially copping this. Yeah, I like this. I like this album.
All right. I want to salute this brother, man, because I remember at the time, I just want to give him his props, though. Was I a big fan of this brother? Hell no. But I got to give him respect, though. Little Flip was making noise out here. We got to salute Little Flip, though. You know that. We have to salute Little Flip. Have to. He was making noise. Maybe not in my car, but he was making noise. You know what I mean? Just a salute Little Flip right quick.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm waiting for you now, since we're talking about females, give me a take on Trina, because she dropped the Diamond Princess.
I'm here in South Florida, so I do know what Trina means. She does rep the 305, First Lady of 305. Listen, man, girls love Trina, man. She had the Be All Right song with Luda. That was big for her. No Panty song with Tweet. That was big, the No Panty song. But Trina's, that's not my speed, really. But I got to salute the Diamond Princess, though. She's fine as hell, too. Let me tell you that right now, my nigga. Jesus Christ. That's a whole different story for a different day. I'm going to Queensbridge. Oh, dogs, this was one of my favorite projects in 2002.
100%. Wait. I 100% agree with you. And this is a Nas album. No one can try to act like, I noticed people always act like this was not an album. This is an album, brother. It was released as an album. It was released on Columbia, and I bought it officially. And I agree with you. This is one of my favorite albums of
2002.
No question.
Durags is fire. No, you know how both of us feel about No ID's original.
So before you, wait. I am not going to let you Eurostep Nas's third verse on. I thought Nas on my way was. These were lost joints that clearly came out at some point, but man, oh man, I really love this. Purple.
This is a strong four, tipping a 4.5 for me.
Strong. No question about it. No question about it. I really, I used to play this, brother, really played it, and I was loving it.
I want to salute this brother, man. Listen, do We know about this brother. Yes, we do. Did I buy this album? No, no, I didn't. But I'm going to tell you this, man. You want to talk about a guy's fan base, a core fan base, like we spoke about Core Mega earlier, but this guy's shit might be a little bit, it's a cult. He has a cult following. We got to see with Tech N9ne. Like, we just have to. Like, have I bought Tech N9ne albums? No, I have not. So I'm not going to sit in front of y'all niggas. But Tech N9ne, so, like, I saw Saigon talking about this guy one day, man, and I was mesmerized how much Saigon was showing him love into, like, his business, act, like, how he handles his business and everything. And
Tech
I think he's one of the guys that doesn't get a lot of love, but he's respected in hip-hop circles, though.
Tech N9ne is so respected in the hip-hop circles because he does it his way. Independent release, and he has his own core fan base. He throws an immaculate, amazing show. And he is arguably second to Twista when it comes to just clear-pitched hair. You can clearly hear every rhyme they say, every syllable, with a pure fire, rapid flow. Tech N9ne deserves his credit. He deserves his props. He does not get enough flowers.
Sorry.
And when it comes to business, if you guys like to sweat MCs for what they do with business, then Tech N9ne should be one or two on your list. How he gets
That's
it.
That's a fact.
He should be one or two. Presses his That's own fact. Stuff, ships it out, bought his own warehouse. Like, he has no boss. You got to respect this man. Then he throws these incredible shows. Thousands of people packed. Like, come on, B. This man going to get his flowers.
He has a strong independent cult following. Like, a strong.
It's hard for me to call it cult, man, because he be packing where he going. He has a solid core fan base.
For real.
Like, he has a solid, strong fan base.
Shout out to Tech N9ne right quick, man. Watts, I'm going here to a group that you and I rock with heavy as a conglomerate. They dropped a project as a group in 2002. Did I buy this, Watts? Yes, I did. But I was highly disappointed. I would say Sean Price was the MVP of this project, in my opinion, but Boot Camp Click, The Chosen Few, 3-mic album, Watts, and I'm talking about light 3-mics, man.
Okay, I want to go here. Did you care about the Exhibit album?
Man
versus
machine. Yeah,
yes.
definitely.
So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. DK to LA, feature MOP.
Listen, first, I'm glad you go there. There's another West Coast brother that does not get his respect due, man. You know what I'm saying? I rock with Exhibit hard body, man.
So do I.
Listen, man, me and you talk about Crooked Eye, Tash, Roscosh, Chino XL, Cube, Pac, all these Snoop, all these brothers from the West, man. Exhibit is fucking phenomenal, my nigga. He could rap. Like, for, and let me be clear. This was a solid project. Watch, I'm going to be real with you, man. This is a 4-mic sleeper album. I'm going to real
That's a great way. It's a 4-mic sleeper.
It is.
Even though he was popular from Pimp My Ride and all those kind of stuff.
Yes.
People
yes.
Eurostep this album. What when you look at this album and listen to the songs and see the producers and see the collaborations, you realize this was a very serious album to come out in hip hop. Like, extremely serious. From the collaborations to the production.
Think about this. He had Rockwilder. He had a couple of Dre beats, my nigga. M did a beat for this nigga. Bink, Eric Sermon? My nigga, this is a fucking man. And not for nothing, man. Exhibit was dropping consistent albums at one time that people that went under the radar. I just want to get. I want to make sure I get that man his fucking respect, man.
Oh no, no. I bought this album, brother. I bought this album. Man, like, I fucked with it.
Thanks. I did not buy this brother's album in 2002, but I'm gonna salute him because I think he can rap. And sometimes a lot of brothers will go on niggas' albums. And Guru, R.I.P. to your brother. But this man kind of watched you on Moment of Truth, man. I want to give Crumb Snatcher his respect, dude. So shout out to Crumb Snatcher. Also, Large Professor dropped an album, First Class. Did not even hear this album. Why? So I'll be lying to you and saying I heard this album. I don't know if you did. I know you're a big Large Pro guy like myself. But as I look at it, Watch, I mean, he had Nas on there, Akineli on there, Q-Tip. Am I surprised he had those suspects on there? Not at all.
It just goes to show you how deep we was into the mixtape culture. Like, people really don't understand. Yeah, I didn't get it either. I know people are like, how the fuck y'all ain't get that Large Professor album? We just didn't.
I know people are shocked to hear that.
That's the truth. We got to be, listen, we be honest with our with audience, right? Watts, I got to give this guy is another guy I got to talk about. I did not buy this project. I didn't really start getting in tune to this guy till he joined the G-Unit and Mob. He recently said he wrote Boss at 50 Cent, which I think is comical. You're playing yourself, Young Buck, must be there or there. But he dropped an album called Born to Be a Thug. That's when he was still with UTP, you know, with those brothers and everything. So I just want to salute Young Buck that, yo, in 02, he was doing music before. I guess that's the music 50 heard. And then that's when, you know, the G-Unit thing, you know, must have got popping and everything. You know what I mean? Watch, I'm going to Queens. I'm going to Farmers Boulevard, son. Once again, I'm always going to salute niggas that still I listened to in the early 80s, mid-80s, and they were still there was some progress in part itself from the 80s to the 90s to 2002. Shame on me and Watson that we've not been appreciation for this brother. Soon come.
Okay, when we do an appreciation, when we do an appreciation for him, there's going to be a lot of hip-hop facts that are going to be dropped about just how remarkable it is. So first of all, let's think about it. We're in 2002. One of the songs he has on there, his first single, Love You Better, which got commercial radio play all the time. This thing and Gina did that song over, and they made it even hotter. Just to let you know that, think about it, Fibby's going to come up, and who is he trying to rap like? He's not on yet. And who is he taking songs and doing them over? He's still doing it for LL. Yo, 1984, I Need a Beat, your album comes out in 1985, and in 2002, damn near 20 years later, you're still relevant, like very relevant, doing what you do. You can still rap. You don't sound outdated at all. Yo, man, got to give props to 10.
Got to give LL, man, some goddamn props, man. That GOAT talk is really, man. Oof.
I mean, he's one guy who could say, why can't I say it? My longevity speaks for itself. Like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. Going back to ATL real quick, want to salute these brothers right quick, man. You be with that one, Ludacris. The Field Mob from the Ruta to the Tudor. Want to give those guys their props, too. I low-key like those guys, too, man. I know niggas is liking Yin Yang Twins and East Side Boys and everything, but I kind of like low-key rocking those brothers also, man. Keep it in Atlanta also, Little John and East Side Boys. Listen, man, the birth of – can we be honest, though? The Crunk era in 2002 was a not huge watch.
It was
Jesus Christ, man.
The time, this is another era before Gucci and Jeezy,
yes,
man. That
Luda,
people are just not acting like yeah. Little John has a hip hop place of a first team Southern contributor to hip hop.
Yes.
First
yep.
team.
Yep.
Like he dictated the culture. Like, he was the go-to guy.
When niggas talk about Atlanta, they go to Outkast, Goody Mob, and all that, but we got to get John is up there in the
absolutely.
Atlanta
absolutely.
Artist, man.
Cannot. His impact on hip-hop, and that's in the Crunk era, making anthems, making stripper music, making party jam. This, you cannot understate how Crunk. Important John is.
Let's be real. When me and you was outside in 2002, might not have been our great favorite song, but Get Low with the Yin Yang Twins, Get Low. My nigga, that's a household song. Like, everyone knows that song, Get Low.
Like, say it is.
Who the fuck doesn't know that song?
It's another MVP candidate song for that year.
It is, man. I got to give Lil John his just due. Oh, boy. Go to Brooklyn, man. Go to Brooklyn. Dogs, I cannot wait when we revisit appreciation, because I'll be truthful, y'all. On the old channel, as much as I love this artist, I felt that I myself didn't bring much to the table for myself. I thought Watts did a phenomenal job on things he said. I was going through some things when we did the episode. I just remember that I didn't
Which
like
one?
How we did.
When we did the blueprint?
No, when we did Jay-Z appreciation.
Oh, okay.
Years ago. We got lost in the sauce. We got to revisit that. Dog, I'm going to Blueprint 2, man. I know you niggas love Wu-Tang forever. I do. Dipset, I do. Big, I do. A lot of you niggas love All Eyes on Me. I get it.
Even though y'all niggas never want to Eurostep Nas' Street Disciple Double C. Niggas don't ever want to talk about that shit, but whatever. Okay, y'all, shit on Nas, shit on Hope, when nigga Nas gets a bypass for that whatever. Dog, I'll be real with you. If Hope would have made one album, my nigga, I could make one album by the Blueprint 2 and make this a 5-mic album. But let's be real, watch. Everyone likes to curse more than the gift, but listen, I did play the gift. I'm not going to say anything. I played the gift. The A-Dream featuring Faith and Biggie, and he's saying a lot of Biggie quotes on there, but a lot of niggas want to say he's jocking Big. No, he's showing love to B.I. Listen, I'm going to say this again, man. For you niggas, let this sink in your fucking head. Jay loved Big. I don't know if it kills y'all niggas to understand that. It pains niggas to understand this. Jay loved Big. That was his, I believe it, that was his favorite rapper, was Big. I love Hovey Baby. When I saw Rakim on here, I lost my fucking mind to watch her. You feel me? I know niggas give Hov slack watch for doing the Bonnie Clyde 03 thing, but that's his wifey Beyonce. I have no problem with that.
So, right? Dog, let me give you why I have sentimental feelings for 03 Bonnie and Clyde, why the song is very important to me.
Okay.
So this is when my daughter first discovered hip-hop.
She
wanted to sing this song,
okay,
all the time. So we would always sing it together. So I'm like, man, look at me. I think she was 4 years old at the time, and she loved this song. All she wanted to do was sing this song every time it came on. So this song is always going to have that special place for me because
of course. Excuse me, Miss was Big Watts. What They Gonna Do with Sean Paul was okay. All Around the World was okay. Poppin' Tags wasn't my favorite joint. Wait, did you have him have Big Boy, Killer Mike, and Twista on the joint? You know what I mean? The Bounce, I love The Bounce, man. And I did it my way with the Frank Sinatra thing. I would say this, Watts. The Gift as a 3.5 mic project. That's fine. A 3.5. You know what I mean? Then I go to The Curse. I mean, come on, Diamond is Forever. You know, it's funny, though. Hope had a song called Diamonds Is Forever, but then Diamonds Are Forever, Kanye. Okay, whatever.
Kanye's version was better than Hope's verse on the Kanye one was better than this one. Do you agree with me?
Christ, I'm sorry.
The Diamonds Forever, we've been mining this forever. Now that Louis Vuitton, Don, Common couldn't be better. Yeah, nigga, I could call Hope too.
But you would understand. You would also say that Hope's verse on the remix was phenomenal, right? Let's leave it in on there. I love Guns N' Roses with Lenny Kravitz. I like that song. Heavy D produced that song. Yes, R.I.P. fucking Heavy D produced that song. All right? Let's be clear. You Don't Know Me remix with M.O.P. Meet the Parents. I love Meet the Parents. Just Breezy.
Meet the Parents. One. So let me just say this above what you're saying, because one day we'll talk about this album. But
yes.
There are people who believe and have told me personally, Ho's greatest rhyming is on this album. They specifically talk about Hovey Baby. I'm telling you what people talk to me. I'm telling you what people have told me. They specifically talk about Hovey Baby with the intricacies of how he raps. And they also tell me Meet the Parents is one of the greatest storytelling songs ever. Ever. They tell me what people tell me. So.
I'm not going to sit there and say Hov wasn't getting busy. He was still rapping. He was still getting busy, O2. I like O2 Hov, so I'm not going to front on that. Because I do like some people hating. I love that. Listen, when we get to tracks 5, no, I'm going to be real with you, Watts. From Meet the Parents, Watts, to Somehow, Someway with Beans and Seed, Beans and Scarface, once again, to Some People Hate, to The Blueprint. So I'm going, Watts, I'm going from 4 to 7. Hov was like 4.5 mic songs to me down the road right there.
Tell me what was so great about The Blueprint to you. Why'd you like that? Tell the comment boys.
My nigga, not for nothing, man. You niggas love talking about Takeover. Nas caught strays on Blueprint 2. Like strays. Niggas want to talk about Super Ugly and all this other shit. And I thought them shit was light compared to what Hov did. Your little homies at Jungle Lenny. That's a part of it. All right. Like, come on, man. Hov was wildin' on this nigga, Nas. Wildin'. I'm going to save my boss for that when we revisit this project.
Okay.
Hov was okay.
I didn't like As One Watch. There was too much niggas on there. The whole fake pop, Bleak, Beans, Free, Gunners, Pretty, Sparks, Rel. A Ballad for a Fallen Soldier. I thought that whole was an introspective bag. Niggas love talking about Meet the Parents. I'm going to save my bars for that. Listen, overall, I got this project as a 4, my God, project.
So let me ask you this. How would you rate this project in terms of the production? Do you say this album might be how would you compare the production of this album in terms of the producers on here to the documentary Game's album with the production that Game got on there?
I'm going Game production over this.
Okay. So I think you're getting it wrong. In terms of the producers that Jay-Z got on this album, can it ever be done again?
Oh, you mean No ID?
Somebody come out with an album.
No ID, and the Kanye's, Dr. Dre, and all that.
Yeah, because somebody get the Neptunes, Kanye West, No ID, Timberland.
Are we saying not that Jay was on some, like, Nas-O-Matic type shit, production-wise? Yeah, Primo, I'm P-Rock, Primo.
Yes.
Now,
can you mute it?
The niggas bring an A-game production on this, I won't say that, though. I would not. I think he has dope producers-wise. But did they bring all the A game on here? As much as I love Just Blaze, and Just Blaze is fire around this time, right? I don't know if Just Blaze's favorite beats was on this project.
So you think Just Blaze was giving better beats to Cam?
Yes.
Okay.
Whoa, let me slow down. I want to jump out the window. I might be jumping out the window. I might be jumping out the window with that. I would like to revisit that question.
Just Blaze produced Kobe, baby. Just to let you know, Just Blaze produced Kobe, baby.
Okay. All right, Watts, I'm going down to the Boogie Down Bronx. You and I have just did an episode on this individual recently about why he's not visiting Big Pun Block in the BX. I don't know if that be serving me right that you told me you like this project a lot, my G, but Fat Joe, the Loyalty Project, man, what are we talking about, Fat Joe, Loyalty Project? This was big for him, though. This was big for him.
No. Jealous One Still Envy was the one that I really liked.
Okay.
But I did buy this one. This one is pure. By this time, he was dealing with Kool and Dre, so clearly he made the Miami moves. One of the things I love is that, once again, Three, every time me and you talk production, why does this man always come up? The Issa boy, Von Browse. How come we can never escape Von Browse? Why? Tell me why.
With my nigga, it's 2002. Like, we're so fresh off eating and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Let me just say this about Fat Joe. Fat Joe is a genius in picking commercial songs and making them work.
And I didn't like this project. Crush the name.
And I will tell you, and I did get this off the bootleggers off the streets, 2 for $5. But I got it, though. I got it. I listened to it.
Let's be real. I don't mean to bury niggas, man, but them other niggas in Terror Squad meant nothing to us, right, though? Let's keep it real.
No. I was a big...
I can't give a fuck about Armageddon prospect, my nigga.
No. Let me just say this.
Come on, man. Let's keep it
going. I'm a big Terror Squad fan, so I do not share how you feel about them. I'm not the First of all, Prospect, Armageddon, Triple Safe, and Cuban Links. I'll fuck with all of them.
I fuck with Cuban Links. That's it. Cuba, that's it.
Okay, I fuck all of them, man.
I thought Fat Joe could have done a better job with Tony Sunshine. Tony Sunshine, he could have blew up a little bit for the Latinos and shit. I thought Fat Joe dropped the ball with Tony Sunshine because of the singing aspect. He could have been a low-budget pit bull, in my opinion.
Okay, let's go to... Let's go to a woman now, and let's go to Missy Elliott under construction. First of all, let me just say this. Missy is one of the most respected artists in music. Music, all music, period.
That's the fact.
I just hip-hop, but music. And when Missy was doing her run, during her run, she could get anybody she wanted to. Anybody. All she had to do was make the call. Yo, I'm making an album. You coming to the lab? Yeah, Missy. Like, nobody played. I'm too big. I can't fuck with you. No. Now, let me just say this to let you know. Ludacris has a 5-mic verse on Gossip, folks.
He does.
Ludacris stole the show on that song. Like, hey, I'm on an album, and you got
You got Jay-Z on here. You got Method Man. By the way,
nah,
yeah,
I'm
bring your paint over.
Shout out to Missy, though, because, for her, listen, the hip-hop and Missy's heart and soul for her to bring the pain. You know she did that for nostalgic purposes, though, Method, right?
Yeah, she loved it because she loved it.
And
because she loved it. She wanted to, remind, and guess what? And Missy wanted to remind all you guys, when y'all watch these verses, and Method Man does bring the pain, and all you see is the roaches go up, and you see Pat Poots and them to go off, and throw that, y'all going to know why and how when bring the pain hit. That it was different in these streets. Boom.
And
let's so just bring the paint over.
Work It was a big song in 2002, my nigga. Even the remix of 50 with Boo Boo Jackson, but Work It was big.
Come on. It ain't, I'm not going to let you yell at that remix of 50. That remix was 50. He ate that beat up, man. The music she gave to me, I'm freaky. Man, he fucked that shit up. Yeah, so Missy, by the way, what are we doing with Timbaland? What are we doing with Timbaland, man?
Listen, Timbaland is high. When we do, you know what? We never did a show about producers. I'm going to say my boss was Timbaland, but Timbaland was that guy. That's a fact. Timbo was a monster, man. He was a monster. Like, you had to have a Timbo beat at one time. Like, Timbo just blazing them niggas. I put them in the same boat, man. Real talk. I'm going to Hollis, Queens. Watch the home of Run DMC, my nigga. This might have been the last run for this individual in the sense of...
It was the last meal. It was the Titanic for him. It was his last run.
The tsunami wave was coming. This guy ran... Listen, man, as much as niggas talk about Hov and all that, Ja Rule was big. Let's give Ja Rule his props, though, man. And we're ashamed on us that we never did a Ja Rule appreciation.
Ja Rule has a 5-mic, 4-year run in terms of how important he was to the hip-hop culture. How was it? 3 years? Well, his album came out in 99, and this is 2002. 99, 2000, 2001, 2002. That's 4 years.
Okay,
I'm giving him a 4-year run. First of all, it was a big deal when he did Thug Love because he brought Bobby Brown back. And like, they made a big deal about that. I remember that. But they made a big deal because it was Bobby Brown. Like, they made a big deal about it. Like, first of all, I loved Mesmerize. I'm talking to me. I loved Mesmerize. Man, boy, Ja was really doing that harmonizing shit. Hey, guess what, Funkmaster Flex? Ja Rule was really harmonizing before Drake. And guess what? He was actually popular. He was popular harmonizing.
I did not like the Pledge remix. I'm going to keep it a stack. I'm sorry, Ja. I didn't like that joint. I'm sorry. Did not like that song.
No. Okay, so let me tell you this.
This
was a big deal when this joint came out. Everybody was talking about it. Nas cannot run from it. Is Nas signing the Murder, Inc.? Is Nas signing the Murder, Inc.? You remember that was the... That talk went on for a long time. Remember, this is Ja still Ja Rule. Ja still...
I cringe at almost 2 signings. I cringe at Nas signing the Murder, Inc., and I almost cringe when Busta Rhymes was going to sign with Cash Money.
You're right, but here's the thing. Nas didn't sign with them, so there's nothing to talk about. This is just one song. But he did it. He did not sign with them, so there's no discussion there. But what I'm saying is that this Pledge remix was a big deal. Like, Ja was on top of the world, man. Murder Rain with the Africa, with the Toto. You know me who's outside with Africa. I bust the rain down in Africa with Toto. You know that. So we knew that sample was fire. So... Ja got to get his props, and we got to get him out, man.
I'm going to Brooklyn right quick. We recently did a Mos Def Black on Both Sides project. Me and Watson have argued a lot about this individual off air, a lot about this guy. Talib Kweli, Get By was one of my favorite songs. I got to keep it tall. 2002. I love that song. I actually bought this album, man. Coco Beats on here. Black Thought and Pharoah Monch, Gorilla Monsoon Rap is one of the most slept-on collaborations I'm going there with it. And I'm going to keep it tall. I did like Stand to the Side with Novel and Vina Mojica, the same chick who rapped on, sang on Mos Def's album. And Bilal on here also. Joy of Mos Def was fire also. Yo, what you watch? I got this as a strong format album, man.
Strongly agree. This is one of my favorite Talib Kweli. As a matter of fact, this is my favorite Talib Kweli album. And this is a three. I give Talib Kweli Black on Both Sides, not Black on Both Sides, the Black Star album, Reflection Eternal, no, Train of Thought, the one, and this album. I mean, I think those are no less than four mics in a row albums that he was on with phenomenal lyricism. And guess what? What'd you think about the beat Kanye gave him to Get By?
Five mics.
What you thought about the beat Kanye gave him for Gorilla Monsoon Rap?
Five mics.
And then the beat Kanye gave him for Good to You, which is one of the, which is, when we ever review this album, I will explain to people why Good to You by Talib Kweli sits at the table with anything.
I'm going to go to this person's album. I didn't buy this album, but I had a song here that I liked a lot, man. I am not going to fuck with you, man. With Birdman, what happened to that boy was my joint. I just want to salute Baby for dropping this project, but this is not a only song that I like on this project, man. You know what I mean? But I keep it moving, Watts. I'm going here, Watts. It ain't safe no more. Busta Rhymes. Dog, no one really talks about this, but Make It Clap was another big song. Can we, like, that was another big song in 2002, King?
It was, yeah, but it wasn't but it wasn't a song me and you liked.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Okay. Okay, so we're gonna keep it 1,000. We're gonna keep it real. We talked about it.
Three mics, man.
Agreed.
Sorry, but heard it, didn't like it, fams. Keep it tall. Another guy we're gonna talk about here, man. In 2002, one of my favorite songs in 2002 in my hip hop nerd bag was Boom. Boom was my shit. I like this Royce da 5'9" Rock City album, man. Rock City was fire with Eminem. I know you'd probably like the song with Twista, Let's Go. I'm pretty sure you like that song.
Oh, hold on. No. Let's Go with Twista is a very slept-on, phenomenal collaboration. It highlights the greatness of Twista. We've never done a Twista appreciation or a Twista album yet. But let's be clear. Twista's on Jay-Z's album. Twista's on this album, too. Twista was outside, B, and everybody wanted to rock with him. And your voice, you got you out the paint. Oh, Let's Go. And let me tell you something, Royce. I'm going to give you props because you did use the speed up phone and you tried to go with him. So I appreciate the fact that you didn't work to me. No. I give Royce props because he's trying to go with Twista,
You see how Biggie did his shit with Bone? Big. I didn't think it worked for Royce when he tried to go in that.
Well, let me just say this. Big gets on the mic with Twista. Big can't out-rap Twista with that flow.
Who, B.I.?
Yeah, Big couldn't do it. Jay couldn't do it. You mean, listen, is that your chick again? If you go, you want to listen, is that your chick again so you can hear it? Or go back to the group of two. Listen to Papa Tags. Nobody out-raps Twista when he goes in his bag. When you go into Twista's world, you don't out-rap him. But by the way, I still love that song, Let's Go. Let me give you another song that I love on this joint. Now, you may not have loved it. I love Rock City. I love Rock City, man. Come on and rock with me. Yo, I love that joint. And I thought Nickel 9 got busy. Yo,
Four
mics.
How much? You said four? You break it up a little bit.
This is a four mic sleeper to me.
Okay. All right. I'm going to the West Coast right quick, man. Snoop Doggy Dog got paid the cost to be the boss. I heard this album. I didn't buy it. This is when he was on his No Limit swag. Obviously, what he had on here, Beautiful was very big, though, my nigga. Hold on. We cannot front on Beautiful, though. That was a big song for Snoop, man. Very big, man. Pimp Slapped. Yeah, Charlie Wilson early on here. Shout out to Snoop, man. I'm going ahead and watch To The Roots, man. Phonology, man. I know we're big Roots guys and everything like this.
Okay.
I bought this because I like The Roots, man. I ain't going
to. Let me take this because you said you bought it because you like The Roots. So I don't. That tone you're using, I don't know how you felt about it. So let me bring it back. This is one of my favorite albums.
Really?
This is one of my favorite Roots. First of all, I like this album better than Things Fall Apart. I think this is a better album than Things Fall Apart. And let me tell you why. Because this was really Black Thought's solo album. Did you know that? Questlove says it. Wait a minute. Now let's get to it. So let's go back. It was better than Things Fall Apart to me. Now let's get to the songs. Rock You. He is body bagging this whole song. Rolling with the Heat with Talib Kweli. But let me give you a song that is one of the greatest introspective songs in Black Thought's history. It's from the heart and soul, and it's one of the greatest introspective songs ever. Z Quills, we've talked about Malik B. And he talks about their history. He talks about what Malik B is going through. It is so heartfelt. It is fantastic. Then you got when he did Throw That Work.
Euro Step, that he had a song called Pussy Galore, though.
It's a dope song. It's called Pussy Glove, but it's a dope song. This is one of my favorite albums of 2002. I played it nonstop. Black Thought. Let me tell you something. The way I know about Black Thought now, I felt about Black Thought this. Yes, like the way y'all hear with Black Thought and y'all act like, oh, man, Black Thought, rap so good, and man, Black Thought is so lyrical. Everything y'all thinking y'all heard, he's doing it on this album. If you want to hear Black Thought get busy and rap, this is the album where he does it on. And I'm putting all my hip-hop credibility on it, that some of the best rapping you ever going to hear from Black Thought is on this album. Watson is saying that.
I do like Things Fall Apart a little more, though, but I feel you on that.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to Queens, my nigga. Going to Queens, man. Once again, I love hearing niggas from the 80s going into the 90s and still holding it down for the 2002. And yes, even though I was gonna make my mixtape bag heavy, I did have this project, The Giacana Story by G-Rap. My Life was my fucking joint. Shout out yo Thug Chronicles featuring Havoc. Love that joint. The Streets was fire. I even like the My Life remix of Capone and Noriega. I'm going to keep it tall, man. The Joel Ortiz joint, Prodigy's on here, man. I'm going to keep it tall, Watts. Strong 3.5 mic album for me.
Okay, I'm going to keep it strong. This is a 4 to a 4.5 mic album for me. This is a 4 to a 4.5 mic album for me. I like every song on here, and I played this album. Let me tell you how real it was. This album was bootleg before it dropped. So I bought the bootleg version, and then when the original, when this version came out, I bought this version too. Every song goes, where you at, featuring Prodigy? Oh, wait, we fighting on that? That wasn't fire? What about Holla Back with AZ? It wasn't fire? The way he got busy on this nothing with a young Joel Ortiz. Like this, and then the streets is one of the raw songs you're going to hear. O2G rap, rapping as good as anybody. O2G rap from 88, from this thing. So to me, I want it to be very clear. This is a 4 to 4.5 mic album, one of my favorites. One of my favorites of O2.
I'm going to Brentwood, Long Island, L.I., home of Rakim, home of the leader of the new school. I'm going home of Mike P, the battle rapper. Eric Sutton is, once again, man, another dude who I watched from PMD to now solo project React. Did I have this? My cousin had this project. I'm not even old. I didn't have this project. My cousin had this project because of EPMD. But MC Light and Rod Digger, he had a song with MC Light and Rod Digger.
Okay, I'll talk to you about this album. I bought this album and I loved it. And you guess what? My man Izzo's on here with a 5-mic song, three. My man Izzo is on here. He has a song called S.O.D., with Ick, because Ick is Redman's man. Red Cafe and Sa Scott, I love that song. The song React, featuring Redman?
That's
my favorite song on the album because I was really playing this album. I love this album. Strong 3.5 mic album.
Shout out E-Dub, still doing beats on this project. Just plays on here. Shout out E-Dub.
Strong 3.5 mic album.
Shout out E-Dub right quick.
Oh, boy. No, this is where... Born in Chicago, man. Can I buy this nigga's album? Yes. Did we do appreciation for this nigga? Yes. Do we mean Watson love this nigga? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. He checks up all the boxes. Yes, yes, yes. Truthfully, I want to rhyme like common sense. But I got to be honest. Was Hope saying this O2 comment? I don't think he made O2 comment. He was not trying to rap like common sense O2. Listen, man, I bought this project. I'm not going to say anything. I bought this project, man. He was really in a different bag in this project. I wasn't used to this comment. Come Close to Mary J. Blige. I like that song. I'm not going to lie to you, man. But Pharrell, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, CeeLo Green. Like, he had some nigga named Omar on here. It was a different kind of vibe on this project. I got this project. It's my project, man.
What about the production? Who's producing on this album, 3?
He has, all right. See, now, here's what I want to ask you. How can I separate not liking the overall project, but the beats weren't bad, though? So how do I separate those two?
I think you can't separate it, because I don't even think the beats were dope. So there's no separation. This was
well,
not
the boss,
a common
the boss,
album.
The boss from the beats, though, that's what I'm saying. The boss from the beats.
No. So I'm not separate because I didn't even think the beats were fire. So I'm asking you again.
No, the boss.
What did you think about the production?
3 mics.
Who was producing it?
Questlove, Heavy.
That's it?
No, we have a niggas on there. What's on here? I don't think Kanye was not on this project at all.
Dilla, J Dilla put seven songs.
J Dilla, Neptune was on here.
J Dilla produced 7 songs.
But niggas like J Dilla, B, watch your mouth. They were
I'm
out.
Not
he
saying it. I'm saying, so why is the album where J Dilla gives us 7 beats, and it's like our least favorite Common album, and it's an album where Common lost himself. Let me tell you something. Common in The Source gave an interview, and he said, Prince told him, this is it. When you are letting Prince dictate how your hip-hop album is supposed to sound,
that's a no-go.
Prince never embraced hip-hop. So you know why Prince loved this album? Because it was musicians. You got your live instruments. You're dealing with singers. You're making a hip-hop album that Prince thinks hip-hop should sound like. This is how Prince wanted hip-hop to sound like. Sorry, this was not it. And that is why Kanye West resurrected your career. Because of this album. Do you agree? Because of this album. Think about that.
Let's be real. 3 years later, Kanye, you know, dusts off the bullshit and gets Common right with B.
But think about that. Think about what would have to happen. Are you telling me that Kanye West had to resurrect an album that was produced almost entirely by Questlove and J Dilla?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that. That really happened. Yo, Common, this was a bugged out album, B. Did not like
lights
it.
And light.
I can't even take it, man. I ain't like this.
My fault for giving Calm 2.5. I'm giving him 3, man. But, I mean, somebody told me 2.5. I can understand it, my nigga. I ain't going to hold you, man. I'm going to Brooklyn, man. Brooklyn, home of Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas. And real quick. Well, definitely home of Biggie, Jay-Z, and Nas. Excuse me, part of stuff. Biggie, most definitely. I live quality, pardon me. I bought this brother's album, man, because I'm a Jizzle guy, Legend of the Liquid Sword, and I bought it on the strength because the Jizzle is nice, and when you name an album called Legend of the Liquid Sword, that's going to stand out to me a lot. I'm going to be honest with you, man. This is not a bad project at all. Strictly on lyricism at all, I'm going 4 mics, 3. I'm going to go 3.5.
You should have went with what your heart was telling you, and your heart was telling you 4 mics. This is a four mic album. This album came out toward the end of the year. I played this in heavy rotation, and let me just say this: Auto Bio was one of Jizz's greatest songs. Introspective to the core. I was born with the mic in my hand. In the era of hip hop, from the era of the spinning top, the birth of hip hop. When I tell you, Auto Bio is one of my favorite Jesus songs ever. Love this album, man. I love the song
fam. Strictly fam members only. RZA came back outside to rap like he cared. Sparring rhymes with Deck. Rough cut with Deck, Prodigal Son. Yo, this is a four-mic album to me. It's an album that
I'm
play
gonna let you
regularly.
A Prodigal Son line like you just come. We're not doing that. Come on.
Wait a minute. Come on. Prodigal Son from Sons of Man. What are you saying? What are you saying about Prodigal Son?
I'm not gonna. You know what? I'm gonna leave the Sons of Man alone. Sons
of Man. Okay. I thought so. I thought so. Because that's Brooklyn talk.
You know what? I take that back because guess what? I did like Sons of. A lot of niggas can just Killer Army shit. I'll be honest. I like Sons of Man more than Killer Army. I see a lot of niggas throughout the year on Killer Army. I like Sons of Man way more than Killer Army. Neither here nor there. I'm going to Queensbridge, man. Oh, I'm going to QB. Home of the Mob, Mike DeLorean. Can we give Mike DeLorean some love real quick? Nature, Omega, Tragedy Gaddafi. But Nas Escobar, man. Yeah, let's talk about it, Watts. Godson. I know everyone's still mad at
you. Now, wait a minute.
Like Godson.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Now, I'll ask you the questions on here. Last Real Nigga Live, is it an introspective song?
Factuals.
And what makes that song a great song, in your opinion?
Him breaking down basically everything from Big to Ray. Like, it's not. Listen, man. Where do we recognize the storytelling, Watts? Honestly, do you recognize over Slick Rick and storytelling? Let's break this down real quick.
I don't like that when you say that, but I will say Nas is looking Slick Rick dead in his eyes and saying, "I'm just as good as you. You are the pioneer." Like, you're Jackie Robinson. Let me ask you another question. I have another question for you. What did you think about the production of The Cross, like Having the Cross?
Eminem.
But I'm asking you about the production. Forget that Eminem produced it. What did you think about the beat?
Dope beat.
Produced by?
Marshall.
Okay, now. I recently talked to you mean with the James Brown Salaam Remy sample to set it off?
I agree with you.
Now, what did you think about the production for Last Real Nigga Live?
Last Real Nigga Live is dope. I know your boy, he's the boy, man. I get it, man.
I know your boy, the Ether Boy. Like, how are you just acting like this man has produced three, some of me and your favorite songs ever? And yet you just talk about him like... It's not important that some of me and your favorite
Trackmasters and everything. I don't got him over Trackmasters.
Wait a minute. No. I'm just saying, my man, you just don't. I don't think you give him the flowers he deserves as someone who makes the hip hop, beats. Me and you live with him. Okay.
I give Ron Brothers his respect, my nigga. What you mean? I give Ron Brothers respect. You give
him is this a four mic album?
Wow. All right, Watts. I like Get Down. I like The Cross. I like Made You Look. I like Last Real Nigga Live. All right. I don't like Zone Out with the Brave Hearts. I'm going to be honest. I don't like that song. I could do without Hey Nas with Wifey and Cordell Ortiz. I love I Can. I like that. I like Book of Rhymes. I like the creativity of Book of Rhymes.
So let me tell you this. I Can is another song that my daughter gravitated to, that she loved. Because, you know, the kids, I know I can't do it. And I remember singing that with her because that appealed to her. So this is another song that has sentimental value to me. What did you think about Thug Mansion with Pac?
I'm never going to be big on niggas getting a rapper that's not here no more. Just rapping a verse for nostalgic purposes. I don't like what Benny did with Ching Charlie. I'm never big on that.
Hey, tell me about
the... The last nigga who got away with that shit to me was 50. Real Real Niggas Alive with Pac or Big and shit, I believe.
What did you think about Dance, the song dedicated to his mother? Was the introspection deep in there?
I have to respect it.
Was he writing from his heart and soul?
Yes.
What did you think about Warrior's song with Alicia Keys?
Okay, I like it. Right. I don't like the beat.
Okay, how many mics are you giving this? How many mics are you giving this? Because this is a strong four mic to me.
You overstepped heaven. I fucking love heaven. We're not doing that.
Okay. We're not deep diving.
I'm going to say this, Watts. Strong 3.5. The question is, four, but you know what? I'm going for it.
Okay. Okay.
A life for.
You're amazing how much we got out of 2002, right? How much we can talk about 2002.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wait a minute. So wait a minute. So let me, there's something. Pop dropped an album in 2002. Did you care about Better Days?
Did I care about it?
I mean, it came out in November of 92, you know, and
I was
a big fast.
I was in my mistake bag, heavy. And it did not, I cannot lie and say I did not listen to this. I didn't.
All right. I mean, it was. I mean, Pac, people who love Pac have this album, and it means a lot to them. And it sold. You know, Pac, it just goes to show you how impactful Pac was to hip hop. Like, the man
showed me that his work ethic was crazy. Crazy. That's what it shows me also. That's what it definitely shows me that. You know what I mean? So that's what it is, my nigga. 2002. Whoa. I didn't think we were going to get all these bars off. I was worried a little bit. But a lot of, like you said, man, it is what it is. 2002, hip-hop appreciation. Watch, take us home, my G.
PSA Hip Hop, the home of the return of Kevin Durant. Now, Three, you tell me, who won that game tonight? Who won that game tonight, Three, between
Brooklyn,
the Pelicans and Brooklyn?
Man, BK,
so, what did you say? Did you say BK all day?
No, BK, home of Biggie and Jay. It is BK all day, but not Brooklyn Nets.
Why is it not BK home of Buckshot in OC? Why did you say Jay and Big and not Buckshot and OC?
I could say Cellar Dwellers.
Okay.
Special Ed. Special Ed. OC. Who else we have? Swoon Godzilla. Buster, part-time. Is Buster part-time Brooklyn?
TSA Hip Hop.
You get them niggas, the part-time Brooklyn niggas?
TSA Hip Hop. So what is RZA part-time Brooklyn dude? Is that what we doing? We're gonna start claiming RZA. He's from Brooklyn, then went to the thing. Are we gonna give Raekwon, you from Brooklyn, then you move to Shaolin? Are we gonna give Raekwon that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's Nas from?
No, not going for that.
Even though
Nas like moved to Creek, which is like 8 years old or some shit like that. Like some
Joe Budden was not born in Jersey.
So here's the thing. I was born in Manhattan, Three. I'm not from Manhattan. I'm from Brooklyn. So that's why I'll never let you say it. Like, you can't say I'm from Manhattan. I was born in a hot spot in Manhattan, but I lived in Brooklyn. Like, I grew up and was raised in Brooklyn. Like, they literally took me out the hospital, and then we came to Brooklyn. So am I from Manhattan or from Brooklyn, Three?
Are we claiming Tupac?
No. I'm asking you, Three. Am I from Manhattan or am I from Brooklyn? I was born in Manhattan.
Brooklyn.
Okay.
Is Pac? Are we giving Pac? Gets any like NYC, like he got some NYC in his blood. Michael Jordan.
Absolutely. Yes, NYC in his blood. Absolutely. Oh, by the way, let me just say this right quick before we go past Super. Will Eurostep the 8 Mile soundtrack? Is there any thoughts that you have about the 8 Mile soundtrack that came out in 2002?
I love the 8 Mile soundtrack. That shit's still in my fucking rotation. Hov has one of my favorite songs on there with 8 Mile, Freeway, 8 Mile Running. I love that song with Hov and shit.
What did you think about the song Places to Go with 50 Cent?
Love Places to Go. I fucking love. Yo, my nigga, 8 Mile soundtrack might have been the last soundtrack that was lit. That was fire, my opinion.
What did you think about the production by Eminem on Places to Go?
Love. Yo, Amazon has shit. I love the soundtrack. Strong Four.
So let me just say this. Eminem produced the Jay-Z song You Like with Freeway. Eminem produced Rap Game with D12 and 50 Cent. Eminem produced Places to Go. Eminem produced the song 8 Mile, one of his greatest songs ever. And Eminem produced Lose Yourself. And Eminem produced Love Me. I'm giving Eminem 4.5 mics on production alone of the soundtrack. I'm giving him 4.5 mics. What do you say about me giving him 4.5 mics on the songs he produced?
I want 4.
Huh? You going 4?
Yeah.
So the beat from Love Me didn't really do it for you. It was just slamming. But you can't give him 4.5. 8 Mile. So this is 4 mic production from you, and I'm going 4.5. Okay.
Yeah.
You always gonna have to put respect on Eminem and that producer bag, and you don't like it. And I love it.
Don't say I don't like it. I'm not going to let you get that up. I don't like Eminem production, man. Where you get that from? I don't like
you don't production. you don't place Eminem high in your production.
I don't have Eminem over Eric Sermon and Havoc and them niggas. No,
yeah, you're talking about all time greatest. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But Eminem is a producer in his own right, and he produced
Eminem,
the best.
Is Eminem in your top 10 producer of all time?
No.
Well, that means a lot, my nigga. You didn't make your top 10, or what are we really talking about?
Okay. So Lose Yourself, Love Me, 8 Mile, Places to Go, Rap Game, 8 Miles and Running, 4.5 to 5 mic songs, every song just named?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. By the way, are you going to acknowledge that Young Z is on this album?
Oh, God. Listen, man.
The Outsiders all the time, and I just want to know why.
Nigga that potential. The rest of them niggas is bums. Why dig it, man? Come on,
yo,
man.
Stop it, man. Stop it, man.
Why dig is not better than her, dude? Am I reaching? That's not a reach. Why dig is better than her man in rapping? That nigga can't say nothing when in the crib and talk about rhymes. That nigga has to fall back.
Right, man.
She's better way better than that nigga. That's a fact. Outsiders. The nigga was trying to get Eminem credit like he was an outsider. That nigga, stop that. Just because he had a joint with E-Rock, he was not an outsider. Come on, man. I'm not doing that.
Well, clearly he messed with them because Young Z's on this album and Eminem is on, and Eminem is at the highest peak he was ever at in life.
Mid-verse. That nigga spit a mid-verse. The nigga's keeping it tall. Young Z, mid.
Did you like the Gangstar song Battle produced by DJ Khmer?
Follow my song. Son, he said, you bore me with your war stories. You ain't even do that shit, and that's just more stories. Ah, RIP Cool, man. Come on, man. You're not doing that.
So a great album to end it off with. An album we Eurostepped, but we spent the block. Spent the block and came back. 8 Mile soundtrack. Which, by the way, we love 50 so much. Did 50 MVP this?
Yeah. Exactly. Now I want to retract my statement. I said 8 Mile soundtrack might have been the last best soundtrack. I might go 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying soundtrack.
What do you mean might go? Get Rich or Die soundtrack was fire. Like we gonna act like we didn't have it and pop it and play it. Okay, all right. Yes, a hip hop. Home of Kevin. Yo, three. Quick, tell people you follow basketball. What are your thoughts about Kevin Durant coming back playing with Kyrie Irving? Tell us. We'd love to hear it.
I came out of the Knicks.
No, I understand that, but you follow basketball, so you know basketball. So tell people what this means for hip hop, for what this means for the NBA, that Kevin Durant is back.
That I hope he's healthy at least and not going through any complications. I mean, it wouldn't hurt you again if he gets hurt.
Isn't it amazing that James Harden gets hurt, but then Kevin Durant comes and you still got Kyrie?
I mean, I'm glad you said that. Now, is he rushing himself because Harden's hurt and he's feeling forced to come back?
I don't know. Is that what you think it is? You tell us.
I'm throwing it out there. It could be. I mean, that's a possibility.
PSA Hip Hop. We're watching. Got the Griselda the pants.
Fuck out of here, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. This is your boy 3 and Watch, man. Fuck with you, boy. Y'all know the vibes already, man. One.